You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network. I'm Catherine Davis, your host for this program, and we come to you every Friday morning, 10 a.m. And today I'm so excited about my guest, your guest, really, and we welcome Dr. Gil Kajiki for a discussion on hypothyroidism, low thyroid, and Hashimoto's disease. Dr. Kajiki, the nation's leading expert in non-drug treatment for hypothyroidism, low thyroid, and Hashimoto's disease. And he is the founder of the Valley Thyroid Institute, a worldwide treatment center. And he says that many unexplained illnesses and conditions can be effectively treated when the right tests are applied. There is no one-size-fits-all solution to thyroid dysfunction. And without the distinctive legion of tests that Dr. Kajiki has identified, most doctors miss the signs and are mystified at why patients aren't getting well. And so we're going to be talking about this as we go through this morning. But first, I want to say hello and welcome Dr. Kajiki.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yes, I'm so happy to have you with me today because I believe that there are many people who have these conditions and don't realize it. And also, people have these conditions and don't know what to do about it. But there are actually many of us who don't really know what hypothyroidism is, low thyroid, or Hashimoto's disease. So I thought maybe we can begin by giving people a bit of an explanation about the diseases. But I'm also interested in your experience, how you came to these discoveries and really understanding how to help people.
Sure. Well, it did start about maybe 15 years ago. My wife had come down with an Epstein-Barr infection, which is very common. She was a corporate executive. She was traveling all around the world to different, the different companies' locations, and she'd come back from a business trip, and she, came down with this Epstein-Barr infection. So she had the typical fatigue, rundown feeling, not getting enough sleep, severe morning fatigue. And that just kind of went on for a little while. She was getting B12 shots, and it was helping, but it wasn't resolving anything. But over the next couple of years, these fatigue symptoms from Epstein-Barr started to morph into just a monster. And she started to get depression, hair loss, 50 pounds of weight gain, dry skin, constipation, body aches, heart palpitations, insomnia, racing pulse, night sweats. And so we had been going to several doctors in the meantime, and all the doctors would say her tests are normal. It's the stress that she's going through from raising two teenage daughters and traveling around the world and being a corporate executive, and of course you're going to feel this way. So I didn't know any better, and I just kind of accepted that. But she started getting sick in the process, too, and the last part of the second year, she came down with pneumonia. She was put into the hospital about a week before Christmas, and I distinctly remember her waking up one night about 3 in the morning saying, I can't breathe, and my heart's pounding, and I thought, well, we'll just take her to the emergency room, give her some oxygen, and she'll be fine. Well, they admitted her. She stayed there for almost a week, and the doctors still didn't really know what was going on, and I had started studying functional medicine a little bit before she went in the hospital, and I did a blood test on her prior to her going. I got the results back, and I went to the hospital with the results, and I said, I know what's wrong. You have Hashimoto's hypothyroidism. And the doctor had been in the room at the same time, and he looked at the test, and he concurred, said, you're right, she has Hashimoto's. I said, great, now we know what it is. What do we do about it? And he said, well, we're going to give her some thyroid medication, and she should be fine. I said, wait a minute. Why would you treat an immune system problem? Because Hashimoto's is an immune system problem that attacks the thyroid. Why would you treat an immune system problem with a thyroid medication? That doesn't make sense. He says, well, that's how we treat it. I said, well, how long will she be on this medication? For life. People who want thyroid medication, this is a lifetime sentence. They have no intention of taking you off of this. So that just wasn't good enough for us. So we fired the doctor. She was well enough to go home. And I went on this journey with research to find out how to resolve this autoimmune condition, Hashimoto's. And through my research and other help from colleagues who had done this before and smarter than me, we completely resolved her Hashimoto's within about a year and a half. She lost all 50 pounds. Her hair started growing back. No depression, no digestive problems, no night sweats, no racing pulse. Everything went away and within about a year and a half. And she was never put on thyroid medication, and still to this day she's not on thyroid medication. And we realized that if a doctor's wife could come down with this, there are many, many people out there who don't know what's going on, who doctors are telling them their lab tests are normal, but they're clearly not normal. And so we changed our whole practice from musculoskeletal chiropractic to treating autoimmune cases, difficult thyroid cases.
Wow. So maybe you can clarify for me, hypothyroidism or low thyroid is what Hashimoto's disease. These are really descriptions for the same condition.
They overlap. Hypothyroid, the symptoms for hypothyroid are slow metabolism. Your thyroid gland controls your metabolism. So if you have hypo or slow thyroid, you'll have weight gain, fatigue, depression, constipation, muscle aches, memory loss, and your TSH test on your thyroid panel will be high.
Mm-hmm.
If you have hyperthyroid, you tend to have the opposite symptoms. You have a very fast metabolism, so you might have a racing heart, rapid pulse, you might have some weight loss, hair loss, loose stools, anxiety, irritability, tremors, racing pulse, night sweats, insomnia. Hashimoto's is a combination of those two, where you get the hyperthyroid symptoms and then the hypothyroid and the hyperthyroid and the hypothyroid, and your TSH fluctuates from high to low to high to low to high to low. So it's very difficult for the doctors to try to find a correct thyroid medication dosage for you because your TSH is constantly fluctuating around. Well, Hashimoto's is not even a thyroid condition. It's an autoimmune condition where your own immune system is attacking your thyroid gland, and that's what's causing the TSH to fluctuate.
Okay. That really helps. Thank you. So how prevalent are these conditions, say, in the general population, and does it tend to be more women than men, or is it equally balanced?
Well, according to the American Thyroid Association, approximately 20 to 27 million people have a thyroid condition. About 60% of those people either don't know they have it or they're misdiagnosed. And it turns out that about 9 out of 10 cases of hypothyroidism are women and only one are men. But the important fact to know about that is that 70 to 90% of all the low thyroid cases have Hashimoto's as an autoimmune component. So really what we're talking about is out of 70 to 90% of the cases of the low thyroid, it's really an immune system problem more than it is a thyroid problem. And the doctors seem to think that this is a thyroid problem, and they're treating a thyroid problem when it's really an immune system problem. And I believe this is the reason why it goes, so many are misdiagnosed or not even knowing that they have a thyroid problem.
So how can a person know what to ask for if they're going to their physician? Or, you know, a lot of people are on these health care plans that limit their access to who they can go see to get the diagnosis if something is wrong. What should people actually ask for if they were to go in and get tests? And maybe you could explain what the tests that are available to conventional medicine. And then I'd like to get into your own testing procedures.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, if you go to traditional medicine, which is means you're going to your doctor who is in your insurance plan, and you go to the general practitioner or the endocrinologist or the gynecologist, because you suspect you have this thyroid problem, they're typically only going to do two or three tests. They're going to do a TSH, a free T4, and maybe a free T3. There are at least 10, 11 possible thyroid tests that one can do.
Wow.
But they will typically only do the two to three, because those are the only two to three they need to justify giving thyroid medication. And
okay,
that's a real dangerous situation to be in, because those tests may come out normal, but the other ones may not, but they're only doing two or three of these 10. So it's a really tough situation. And
can you explain what the three mean, what they stand for?
Yeah, TSH is thyroid stimulating hormone, and that's the test that if it comes out high, you have hypothyroid or slow thyroid symptoms. And if you TSH is low, you have hyperthyroid or fast thyroid symptoms. And then they do free T4, which is the amount of inactive thyroid hormone floating around in your bloodstream. That's what they call free T4.
Okay.
And then they have free T3, which is how much active thyroid hormone is floating around in your system. But there are other tests that you can do, you know, that you can download on from my free report on my website. I have the list of tests you can ask your doctor for, that you can look for thyroid binding problems. You could look for thyroid under conversion problems. You can look for the thyroid antibodies, which are the TPO antibodies, which tell you if you have an immune system problem rather than a thyroid problem. So there's all these other tests that you can do. But if you don't know to ask for them, you for sure won't get them. And I can tell you the likelihood is, even if you ask for them, you likely won't get them, because they'll tell you that they're not necessary.
And so let's give out your website, and then we'll repeat it at the end of the show to make sure people can get there.
Okay. It's valleythyroidinstitute.com.
Okay.
And right when you open it up, you'll see a free download thyroid report. You just put in your information, and we'll immediately download an 11-page thyroid report that'll tell you all about the thyroid testing that we do, the triggers, and the autoimmune component.
Okay. So let's go into the work that you do. Let's assume someone got some kind of test that gave them a clue that there was a problem, and they walk into your office. What do you do? How do you follow this investigative process to see what the person is really dealing with?
Right. Well, the first place we start is a consultation, because the consultation gives me a lot of insight into what's going on before they even walk in the door. So we email you a 9-page intake form, very, very detailed, probably the most paperwork you're ever going to fill out for a doctor's office. And you actually get that into me 2 days before I even talk with you. So I have a good chance to look over any old lab tests that you've got, get a chance to look over your history, what's bothering you, all the different body systems that are bothering you. So before you even walk in the door, I have a pretty good idea about what's going on. Then we have our consultation, and I'll hear your story. I'll really listen to you about what's going on with you. You get a full 30 minutes with me, not 5 or 10 or 15. By the end of that consultation, I'll have an idea about what kinds of tests we need to do and how much they cost. And that's when we start our testing procedure. So I'll know whether I need to do blood tests on you, stool tests, saliva tests, dried urine samples, and then that'll start allowing me to figure out which lab tests are going to come out abnormal, and then what kind of triggers you might have, what kind of thyroid problem you might have, do you have an autoimmune component?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So if the person, after you go through this process, if the person does show that they do have an immune problem, Hashimoto's disease, how would that strategy be different than a person who had a more typical kind of thyroid problem?
Right. Well, that's a great question. Well, there are body dysfunctions called triggers. And I've discovered 9 very common triggers. Now, these triggers are body dysfunctions that agitate the immune system and cause the immune system to attack the thyroid, which would account for the Hashimoto's. However, these are also body dysfunctions that very closely mimic a thyroid problem, but isn't a thyroid problem. So if you look at the thyroid symptoms, the hypothyroid symptoms like weight gain and hair loss and fatigue, depression, digestive issues, muscle aches, those all sound like thyroid. But they also sound like the triggers, which are anemia, blood sugar instability, adrenal gland dysfunction, hormone imbalance, inflammation, gastrointestinal problems, food sensitivities, chemical sensitivities, hidden infections. Mm. So they mimic each other. So it may not be an autoimmune problem, but it may be a thyroid problem, and it may be the triggers. Or you can have all three going on at the same time.
Wow.
This is why the testing is important. This is why if you have a thyroid problem and the triggers and an autoimmune component, you can't just fix that with a pill of levothyroxine.
That makes a lot of sense. That makes so much more sense. So just as a general question, when you're testing people to find out what the balance of their issues are, do you ever pull up other kinds of autoimmune problems? Are you able to see that? Does that come up in any of the testing that you might want to direct people in another direction?
Well, many times it'll come up through their history. Like through their history, they'll tell me, oh, I've got some psoriasis or I've got some irritable bowel syndrome. And so it might come up with their history. But there's some testing we can do through a very sophisticated lab in Arizona, and we can do a multiple autoimmune panel where we can actually check for other autoimmune components. And if you've got one autoimmune condition that you know about, there's about a 40 to 70% chance that you have another concurrent autoimmune condition that you don't know about.
Wow. Well, that does make sense. And it seems to me that at this time that people are suffering from a lot of conditions that probably are related to their immune system, but also related to stress. Can you talk about how stress plays into these problems?
Yeah, gosh, stress is just so awful because it's got a myriad of different complications. But stress basically is your brain's inability to process this stress appropriately. And your body's got this built-in fight or flight system from when we were way, way back, depending on how much you believe in evolution. But what's happening now is our bodies think that we're being chased by a lion all the time. And so our brains are overreacting because we're getting chemical, physical, emotional stresses in our environment every single day, multiple times a day. And so we're not letting our brain rest. We're constantly thinking we're being chased by a lion, so our brains are talking to our adrenal glands, and it's squirting out cortisol at inappropriate times. This cortisol is causing blood sugar instability. It's causing toxicity to the brain and the hippocampus, which is causing memory losses. It's causing erosion of the gastrointestinal tract, which is where 70% of our immune system lies. And it's causing our immune system to get flared up, further causing attack on our thyroid gland or other body tissues that we have autoimmune conditions in. It causes women to develop belly fat. The adrenal glands let out cortisol, which throw off our sleeping rhythms. So, I mean, can you see just how from that one component of stress you talked about, there's all these other body dysfunctions that occur as a result of that. And mm-hmm. that's our inability to process this stress properly. Our adrenal glands just do what our brain tells us to do. It doesn't know how to do things on its own. So if we can learn how to manage our stress better, we can't make our stress go away. Stress is always going to be there, but we can manage our stress better. And what I can do is I can help you with the physiological damaging effects that the stress has on your body.
Beautiful. That's really important. And I want to go a bit deeper into your protocol. And we have a few minutes before the break, so maybe we can start that conversation, then we'll take a break at the half-hour point. But what do you start doing with people? I know that you have a whole battery of testing that takes it to a really a higher level, and you discover the person needs to heal from these conditions of Hashimoto's disease or something like that. What will you walk the person through? Do they have to take nutrients? Do they have to diet? What are people, or what process do you follow with people?
Right. Well, the first step, as I mentioned, is doing the appropriate testing, or doing the consultation to find out the appropriate test to do. Once I start doing the testing, then from the testing, I'll discover if they have an autoimmune component, if they have a thyroid problem, and if they have the triggers. So once I figure out what all those triggers are, then I start prioritizing these triggers. In other words, do I go after the adrenal glands first? Do I go after the blood sugar first? Do I go after the gastrointestinal tract first? Do I go after the inflammation first? And because everyone's different, everyone's going to have different triggers. Everyone's going to have different priorities. Now, once I figure out which of those triggers I'm going to go after in priority, then I will create customized eating plans. I'll put them on de-inflammatory eating plans, or I'll put them on an elimination diet, or I'll tell them to eat certain foods, or I'll tell them to not eat certain foods. Or I may go after the inflammation and give them very powerful anti-inflammatory supplements. Or I may go after the blood sugar, and I might direct them to eat very, very consistently with a protein with every single serving, maybe eat 6-7 times a day so they stabilize their blood sugar. Or I may tell them to go on a mild detox first. So it really varies from person to person based on the testing results and the triggers I find.
Okay. That's pretty good. It really does give people a sense of that this is a process. And you were saying with your wife, it took about a year for her to get into a balanced state of health.
About a year and a half. I mean, it's a process, you know, and it varies from person to person. But hers was pretty severe. But I would say it took a year and a half for her to fully resolve. But typically, within about maybe 6 to 8 weeks, my patients tend to feel noticeably better. With her, it was probably 3.5-4 months before she started to feel noticeably better. I'm a lot better at it now than I was back then.
Well, you know, she gave you your first inspiration and, I guess, education on this particular issue. And I think one of the interesting things about the work that you do, I hadn't mentioned it earlier, but that you, in addition to being a chiropractor, you're a certified functional medicine practitioner,
right,
and patient educator. Can you speak to what functional medicine is? Not everybody understands that term.
Right, yeah, that's kind of a relatively new term out there in the healthcare field. Certified functional medicine doctor means that functional medicine doctors look for the root cause of your problem. Traditional medicine tends to use medication, radiation, and surgery to take care of thyroid problems, which is fine if that works for you. But most cases, that's not going to work for you. And so what we do is we go to the root cause of the problem, and we do that through the different lab tests that we do, and we use different types of herbal compounds, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, supplementations, detoxes, and we get to the root cause of what's causing your symptom. We don't go after the symptom.
Mm-hmm.
And so we use these different types of natural remedies to really help you get rid of the cause to get rid of your symptom.
Okay. Well, that sounds really great. It gives people that perspective. So in a way, it's some people call complementary doctors alternative doctors, but I believe that functional medicine has been around for a very, very, very long time. Isn't that true?
Yeah, it's been around 50 to 100 years. We just never really had a proper term for it.
Okay, well, that sounds great. We're going to take a station break and play a few station announcements. Can you hang on with me for a few minutes, and then we'll come back? And maybe there'll be some listener calls, or we can continue this conversation.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so stay tuned. We will be back in a few moments after our station break. And, of course, this is the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. And as we're going to break, Dr. Kojicki, could you give your website again for people who want to get your free report?
Sure. It's ValleyThyroidInstitute.com.
Okay. We will be back in a moment, and we'll ask for listener calls.
PRN, 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 Progressive Radio Network. Stay tuned.
The story behind the story, your story, my story. It's all in the mix on Lead Stories right here on PRN.FM. This is Utrice Lead inviting you to share your thoughts and opinions and expand your knowledge about critical issues of the day, Monday through Friday, right after Gary Null's show. Listen live to a broadcast or get Lead Stories whenever you want from PRN's archive. You can even rate the show on iTunes. Now pass the word. Tell this story to everyone you know. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Hi, everyone. I'm John Mueller from The Expat Files, living in Latin America. If you want to know what it's like to live, work, play, and or retire down here in Latin America, tune in twice a week and get it from the horse's mouth, from someone like me who's had boots on the ground down here for over 20 years. Latin America is one of the only places left in the world where you can still live a first world life on a measly Social Security check. And with the first world imploding like it is, everybody needs a plan B. So, tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time and every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time for The Expat Files, Living in Latin America.
Your best choice for voices outside the mainstream. PRN, the Progressive Radio Network.
Welcome back. Welcome. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio over the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM. I'm Catherine Davis, the host of this program, and we are having a conversation with Dr. Gil Kajiki, the nation's leading expert in non-drug treatment for hypothyroidism, low thyroid, and Hashimoto's disease. And he is the founder of the Valley Thyroid Institute, a worldwide treatment center. And he is letting us understand that many, many, many unexplained illnesses and conditions can be effectively treated with the right tests, when the right tests are applied. If you've been listening to this conversation and you have a question, you can call us and join in this dialogue. The number is 888-874-4888. Again, that is 888-874-4888 if you have any questions about what's happening with you in regard to this issue. So, Dr. Kajiki, you are the founder of the Valley Thyroid Institute. Where is the Valley Thyroid Institute, and how do people connect with it? Is there a phone number that people can call as well?
Yeah, the Valley Thyroid Institute is located in Tarzana, California, which is about northern Los Angeles. However, over the years, what we realize is people so desperately need this information that don't have access to it that we've converted our practice to mostly Skype and phone consultations. And
okay.
So now people do not have to visit us. I have patients all around the world and all different types of states throughout the country here, and so you can really work with me remotely, never having to leave your house. We can do much of the testing in your local home. Some of the testing is done at home with home testing kits, and we actually ship you all the different supplementations and the dietary programs right to your house. So you don't even have to leave your house, and so really there's no need to even visit us. You can do it through phone and Skype.
Okay, so that actually makes a lot of sense, because what you're offering seems to be very specialized as far as being able to challenge or giving people an opportunity to look for other alternatives. And it is true that, you know, some people have health coverage, and health coverage will probably cover some things and it may not cover other things. So how do you work with people financially? I'm not asking you to give prices or anything, but are there ways that you're able to help people who do accept medical coverage? Is it generally accepted by the insurance companies, that kind of thing?
Right. Well, cost is based on complexity of each case.
Mm-hmm.
And how I determine complexity of each case is through the initial consultation and different lab tests that we perform. So that tells me how complex the case really is.
Mm-hmm.
Typical insurance, unfortunately, they don't want to cover our services because, as I mentioned before, traditional medicine gets covered by medication, radiation, and surgery. And it just boggles my mind that the insurance company is willing to pay for a $10,000 thyroid removal of your gland, but they won't pay for typical natural supplementation or dietary programs or consultations for the thyroid. It just boggles my mind that they're willing to do that. So We do have payment programs for people, but the first step is finding out, do you even have a good case for success in my office? And everyone can go on my website and go to the free thyroid consultation, and you can receive 15 minutes of professional time with me where you can discuss your case with me, get a feel for my style, my philosophy. I get a chance to see what kind of case you have, and at the end of that 15 minutes, I'll let you know if you have a good case for success or if you should go elsewhere. I don't want to waste your time, and so that's a really good place to start.
Well, that is a very good place to start, and there are many doctors who don't offer that, and people will walk into an office and could pay hundreds, even thousands of dollars for that first consult, and then only to find out that it's not for them. So I think that that's a great advantage, first of all. So I really do appreciate that. So if your consultation is primarily through electronic means or communicating by the phone or Skype, what about actual blood testing? Is there some place that people would do? How do they handle organizing their blood tests? Or do they do their own blood tests by a home kit?
Right. Well, the blood tests, if you're in the United States, there are thousands, I mean literally thousands of labs all across the country that we could send you to. There almost always is a lab within 25 miles of somebody. So getting the blood work done in the United States is very, very simple. Getting the blood work done if you're from another country is a little more difficult. Sometimes we have to send you the blood tubes. You get it drawn at a local lab or hospital, and then we fly the blood back into the United States. Sometimes it's actually more cost-effective to do that than to get the testing done where you're at. So blood in the United States, very easy. Blood in other countries, a little more difficult, but still doable. And then the other kits that we do are home testing kits. So you could test the adrenals at home. You could test the hormones at home. Some of the infection test kits are at home. And the lab emails us the results, and then we discuss the results by phone.
Okay. And are those tests done with saliva mostly?
Some are done with saliva. Some are done with dried urine, and some are done with stool testing kits.
Okay. Yeah, and that's something we could all manage from our home, I think.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So if we are talking to people about these conditions, I looked at some of the material that you do offer, and it was really interesting that there was this one document that I came across, six common patterns of low thyroid function. So I was wondering if you could review that for us.
Sure. There are six common patterns of low thyroid function. Only one of those patterns does medication respond to. What's important to know about that is that unless you have that one pattern, primary hypothyroidism, if you're taking thyroid medication as your sole form of treatment, 83% of the time that medication is not going to work. Only 17% of the time, if you're taking thyroid medication for your thyroid problem, will that medication work. Because if you have those other five patterns, and you could have a combination of those other five patterns, that means you've got other dysfunctions going on in your body, like conversion problems or thyroid hormone resistance or thyroid binding globulin problems. You've got other problems going on that thyroid medication is not going to fix.
Okay. So that's what we were speaking of a little bit earlier in the program, that people really have to be to look deeply into the subtlety of what's happening in their lives. So if a person is listening right now, it's great they'll have the opportunity to go to your website and, you know, inform themselves of more and maybe even ask for that 15-minute consultation. But is there a way that you could advise people right now if they're looking at their health issues, or if they're looking at their situation, of how they might consider that there really is a problem and it's not just a passing thing?
Okay. I think the first thing is really self-evaluate very well. Don't rationalize your symptoms and don't minimize them. So many times patients will tell me, I'll ask them, do you get any headaches? And they'll say, oh, well, you know, just the normal ones. There is no normal headache. Headaches are not normal. Or do you ever get gas or bloating? Oh, yeah, you know, just your typical gas that you get. Like, there is no typical gas. So what's happening is these people, they've had their symptoms for so long that they're confusing common with normal. So normal is to have zero symptoms. Normal is to have zero energy loss. Normal is to have full brain function. And so you got to self-evaluate, really know if you're having some kind of issues or not. And then go to the website, download that free report, because you're going to get a wealth of information there about what kinds of tests you want to ask for, what kinds of triggers you're looking for, and maybe you'll discover you actually have problems that you didn't even realize you had because you've been dealing with them for so long. And then I would encourage you to take a look at your diet, okay? If you're eating on the run, if you're skipping meals, if you're eating inflammatory foods such as gluten, soy, yeast, dairy, corn, rice, beans, potatoes, lentils, those are typical inflammatory foods, and you need to stay away from those for a little while until your gut heals, and then you can start reintroducing those foods. But right there, that's just a huge place to start, and you can probably get some benefit just by doing those things.
Well, that's really great. And I was speaking to someone, you know, a medical professional, and they were telling me that very often disease states are exacerbated because of dehydration. Is there any impact of dehydration on this issue?
Oh, sure. I mean, they're definitely right about that. Your dehydration plays a role in every single cell in your body. So your body has to have the proper hydration in order to function right. And, you know, everyone's different about how much water they need. And many people, they don't drink enough water. But even worse is some people do drink enough water, but what they do is they drink coffee or tea or other things that dehydrate them in the process, and they don't account for that. So for every one cup of coffee you have, you've got to have two more cups of water to account for that. Or they may have a leaky gut, you know, a digestive problem where you have holes in your intestinal tract, microscopic holes, and you're not absorbing as much water as you should as well. So hydration is critically important. I mean, you can get hypothyroid just from dehydration.
Mm. So we're coming close to the close of our interview, so I want for you to give your information out again, but really take the time to share what we might have missed and give a message that you would really like for our listeners to have.
Okay. Well, the best way to get more information and get in touch with me is my website, which is valleythyroidinstitute.com. And there's three areas I'd like you to go there on that site. There's a wealth of information, but three areas I want you to go to. Number one is go to the free thyroid report. And right when you open up the website, you'll see a little box there to put your information in. Get that free download report. It's an immediate access. It's an 11-page report. It tells you about the triggers that we talked about, the anemia, the thyroid, the adrenal gland dysfunction, hormone imbalance, inflammation. It tells you about the testing that we do, and it tells you about the autoimmune component. Secondly, go to the free consultation. Schedule free 15 minutes with me. Tell me about your case. Get a feel for my style, my philosophy. See if we have a good match. And third, go to the patient testimonials. I have over 100 video patient testimonials on there of people who have been through the protocol, who are very happy with their results, and I've categorized them by symptom. So you'll find somebody who has the exact same symptoms as you and realize you're not in this battle alone. So that's the best way to get more information from my website. The thing that I would really want you to understand is this. Consider the fact that it may not just be thyroid. I can tell you that I've never, ever, in the thousands of cases that I've worked with, I've never seen a thyroid problem that doesn't have an accompanying trigger problem. So everyone has got a thyroid problem plus an adrenal gland dysfunction, thyroid problem plus blood sugar instability, thyroid problem plus inflammation. So there's those triggers that we have to look for. And 70 to 90% of all the low thyroid cases have this autoimmune component, which means you have more of an immune system problem than you do a thyroid problem. And if you have an immune system problem, those triggers agitate that immune system and cause that immune system to attack that thyroid and destroy thyroid tissue you will never, ever get back again. It's like a flesh-eating bacteria. So you've got to do the proper testing to find out which of the triggers you have, to find out if you have an autoimmune component, to find out which of those six thyroid patterns you have. And if you do those things, you've got an excellent chance for recovery.
Very, very beautiful. I am really grateful that you were able to spend so much time with us this morning, Dr. Gil Kajiki, and I encourage people to follow through and see if this is something that could make a difference for your health, because truthfully, information is the greatest of powers to make change and to help ourselves heal. And with this program, Heart of Mind Radio, we're very interested in people being educated, understanding the complexity of our human expression here on Earth, and taking care of our bodies, to me, is a very sacred thing, a very sacred responsibility that we have, so that we can fulfill our fullness and our greatest potential. So I am really grateful to you for joining us today. And remind everyone that the website is valleythyroidinstitute.com, and you can find out more about Dr. Kajiki, K-A-J-I-K-I, if you want to find out more. And so thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much, Catherine. I appreciate the time.
You're very, very welcome. Hope to speak to you again.
Great.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now. And so I want to thank all of you who have been tuned in and listening to today's program. And I want to really let you know that we here at Heart of Mind Radio and the Progressive Radio Network, actually, are very dedicated to serving you, your needs, bringing you information and tools that are going to help you to uplift and support your life. So I think that this was a very valuable program. And for those of you who may not have had an opportunity to jot down the address or the information, you can still go to the website, the Progressive Radio Network website, and if you look up Heart of Mind Radio, once the archive gets there, I've also given you the link, so you could just go to prn.fm, Heart of Mind Radio, and you will find the links to today's program if you didn't jot that down for yourself. We also have other information there for you when you go to that website, prn.fm, and look up Heart of Mind Radio Archive, because we are having some special events taking place this coming month. I will be offering a healing circle, and it's part of the initiation of the spiritual support group, and I'm weaving this into the events Heart of Mind Live at the Commons. And we will be meeting on Wednesday, February 17th from 7 to 9 p.m. Doors open at 6:30. And it is at the Commons, Brooklyn, and it's 388 Atlantic Avenue. That's between Bond and Hoyt Streets. And we're going to be in a smaller space this time, the second floor library. So the space is somewhat limited, and we're hoping that if you're interested, you will let us know by email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com, so that we can hold that space for you. So the Healing Circle Spiritual Support Group is really going to be focused on Path of the Soul and Unity Consciousness. including forgiveness, gratitude, and self-empowerment. We're going to have a discussion and meditation looking at those things that hold us back. And this week it's going to be the voices in your head. Are they yours or implanted? How do we recognize and remove dissonant thought forms? So we have a lot of mind forms, thought forms that get in our way, that repeat in patterns, that undermine our progress, that keep us down, that keep us depressed. But it's really just a thought form. It's not something intrinsic to being. So we're going to work on pulling that out of our system, and we're going to be talking about the true path, how to be on that path of your soul and moving into unity consciousness. Wednesday, February 17th, 7 to 9 p.m., and it is the Spiritual Support Group, Healing Circle of the Spiritual Support Group, and it will be at the Commons, Brooklyn, 388 Atlantic Avenue between Bond and Hoyt Streets. Also, for those who want to work on a weekly basis, I offer a Qigong meditation class. Qigong is that gentle movement that's done with breathing and actually awareness, a deep awareness, in which we move the energy through our body to release stagnation in our body, in our energy fields, in our energy system, chakras, and the like. Every Wednesday morning from 7 to 8 a.m., also in Brooklyn, Studio Maya, and Studio Maya is 603 Bergen Street off Carlton, in Brooklyn, and you can go to the website studiomayanyc.com if you want to register, though you can certainly drop in. That's fine as well. And finally, I want to invite you to consider joining me at my healing center in Brooklyn. It's 110 Bay Ridge Avenue, also second floor. It's a second floor walk-up. And I offer healing sessions there. And I was deciding that for a two-month period, March and April, I'll be having a special full session, but half price on Fridays. So it would be 90 minutes at the half of what the normal session would be. And you can find out more about that by calling 347-480-1694, 347-480-1694. I've shared a lot of details and information, but it will be on the website, prn.fm. Go to the Heart of Mind archive page. And when you tune in to today's show or click on today's show, all of these links will be there, the phone numbers will be there, and you can connect and ask questions and begin that process of moving forward in your life, expanding, as well as coming to that fulfillment, that potential. Really what we want is for our potential in this life to be realized, to be fulfilled, so that we can live in a sense of peace and harmony. And that's difficult to do when our physical body is not aligned or being cared for, or if we have old issues that are holding us back, making us exhausted. The same is true of our energetic system. If you have old emotional wounds or fatigue that's gone deep into your system, it depletes the energy, and that's another route towards uplifting ourselves. So I want to encourage you to get involved either with what I'm offering or look for something in your own neighborhood. There are many beautiful health practitioners around that can be available to you. And with the monthly events, the Healing Circle and Spiritual Support Group at the Commons, it's an in-person situation We do hands-on healing at that event, energy healing there. We do breathing and meditation so that we can work with the full person, the physical body, the energy body, the emotional body, and the mental body, because all need to be in balance for us to fully realize our purpose, our soul's purpose and mission. I want to thank you for joining me today over this great program and this great radio station, the Progressive Radio Network. And this is Heart of Mind Radio. And you can hear every Friday morning at 10 a.m. And you can also go to my own website, heartofmindradio.com, for more information. Take good care and have a good week. Bye for now.